If you are a Tri-County sports fan and you missed everything that happened on Saturday, well, Nick Tuckner here with all of the fun that happened on Saturday on both sides of the river. And we're going to start with the game that we did not have live on KDWA, but maybe we should have. What a basketball game at the Nest in Prescott. Hastings wins over Prescott, giving the Cardinals their first loss of the season, knocking them down to 8-1. The Raiders go to 5-9. They beat Prescott on the road 58-55. The Raiders actually had the halftime lead at 25-19. The Raider defense was giving Prescott problems all through the first half. That didn't continue in the second half. Prescott came to life, scoring 36 second half points. The Raiders got 33 of their own, just enough to hold off the Cardinals 58-55. Avery Daly hit a couple of big free throws down the stretch to ice the game for the Raiders. In the win, the Raiders had the leading score, Mallory Brake, what else is new, 27 points in the game, 12 rebounds, and also had 6 steals in the game. Raiders also got a good night from Lily Newton. She had 9, also 8 rebounds. Shea Levis had 8 points and also 3 rebounds in the win. For Prescott, they were led by Bella Lenz. She had 20 points and 10 rebounds. Nicole Dahlman, also a double-double. She had 13 points and 12 rebounds. But the Raiders pulled off the shocker. They beat Prescott on Saturday 58-55. The Raider girls will travel to Henry Sibley on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Meanwhile, the Prescott girls don't play until Friday night at home against New Richmond. There was also a big hockey game on Saturday, and if you didn't hear that one live on KDWA, you missed a good one. Hastings and Tartan were both coming off their signature victories Thursday night. Tartan at home against Matamidi. The Raiders, of course, on the road at St. Thomas, and the Raiders did not disappoint. There was no letdown. Actually, they played even tougher than they did on Thursday night. Final score against the number 10 ranked team in Class A Tartan, 7-0. In the win, the Raiders had 7 different goal scorers: Jack Schauer, Jack Klimek, Chase Fryermuth, Jonathan Piney, Leo Otto, Jager Kendall, and Kian LaFerriere. Between the pipes, Tyler McCarville with the shutout. He stopped all 18 shots he faced. Up next for the Raider boys hockey team, it'll be Thursday night at Henry Sibley on KDWA.